The National Rifle Association held its annual meeting over the weekend with a pledge to be more aggressive and more organized than ever in this year's midterm elections, and then again in 2012. The main theme of the gathering held in Charlotte, North Carolina, was its traditional one, protecting Americans' right to own firearms. But the tone of many speeches would have been familiar to anyone listening in on a Tea Party rally. NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
An NRA annual meeting is a lot of things. First, it's big. Organizers put attendance at around 70,000 in Charlotte, with the big attraction being the massive display of firearms of all kinds on the convention floor. Billboards, as you drive into town, boast that you'll find acres of guns and gear. It's a promise kept. But it's also a big-time political rally designed to fire up the faithful and send them home to volunteer for NRA-endorsed candidates and to defeat those the NRA sees as the enemy. That was the message from big-name speakers Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck and a host of others, including martial arts and TV tough guy Chuck Norris. Here's Norris at an arena-sized rally in Charlotte.
Then we're going to the polls on Election Day together and take our government back.
Remember the MTV campaign to get young people to the polls called Rock the Vote? Norris is the honorary chairman of a new NRA ad campaign called Trigger the Vote.
I hope you won't be missing an action on Election Day. Register to vote. I'm Chuck Norris, and I approve this message.
For more information, go to triggerthevote.org.
This year's convention also demonstrated the NRA's interest in new technology. It includes all the usual methods, Facebook, Twitter, texting, and so on. The challenge is to get the organization's huge membership to begin using such tools. For example, the official NRA page on Facebook has more than 164,000 fans, a large number, but just a small fraction of the organization's 4 million members. One other trend emerged at this weekend's meeting, a sense that the NRA, which has long been fighting political and legislative battles, has found a new ally this year in the Tea Party movement. Wayne LaPierre is the executive vice president of the NRA. Here's how he put it in remarks to a group of about 100 who attended a smaller side meeting on the 2010 elections.
I'm out there every week listening to people, and I've never seen people as disgusted and upset as they are right now, wherever you go in this country.
To be sure, the highly centralized NRA and the various, sometimes disjointed, Tea Party organizations are different structurally. The NRA views every issue through the prism of the Second Amendment, while Tea Partiers bring a broader variety of complaints about big government. But there is a lot of overlap as well. 64-year-old Bob Culver of Laurel, Maryland, was at the NRA meeting this weekend.
I was at the Tea Party rally in Washington, D.C., on tax day, and there were a lot of people down there that I recognized from this side, the gun rights side of the issue, and there were a lot of people down there that I didn't know. So there is a cross-pollination, if you want to put it that way.
Don't look for active collaboration. Sharing at least some of the goals with the Tea Party movement seems to be enough for NRA leaders right now, and they're quite happy to encourage any group whose anti-incumbent, anti-government anger and energy can provide a momentum boost for the NRA's cause as well. Don Gagne, NPR News.